Hello there, this is Ken's Study Journey Audio Articles. How do I remember new English words faster? I'm Ken, a Chinese senior high A-level student in Guangdong Country Garden School. Welcome to Ken's Study Journey Audio Articles. Recently, I have to remember a myriad of new English words, so I have to think about some ideas to remember more new English words in a short time. In 2019, when I first published this article, I was remembering English words using only the words and the Chinese definitions, but I found that this was ineffective. So I have made some improvements to my methodology from 2020 to 2022 to speed up my vocabulary memorization process. Today I'm going to share my methodology to remember the English words effectively. Here we go. The first step you need to do is to choose your vocabulary flashcards. There are several options for your flashcards, which can be paper-based or app-based. If you are able to use electronic devices, whether it is at school or after school, you can use some flashcard apps like Quizlet. They have apps for Android and iOS, as well as the web-based version on computers. You just need to sign up for an account, create and name some study sets, and then put your words and meanings. If you are using a paper-based flashcards, you need to prepare for some papers. You can use your pens to write your terms and definitions or print them with a paper. For example, I use an A4 paper to make my flashcards, so I cut the paper into 8 equal parts. The next step is to collect some new vocabulary from various resources. There are many resources you can use to obtain English words, including books, articles, audios, podcasts, videos, and blogs. For example, while you are reading English articles on my website, you can collect some unfamiliar words such as deadline, and then record them in your notebooks or notes app. Then you can check its definitions in a dictionary. After checking the definitions, you can record them on your apps or write them down on your flashcards. I usually write the word on one side, and then its English meaning, an original or example sentence, Chinese meaning, and synonyms on the other side. I used to remember English words with paper flashcards when I was in junior high school, where electronic devices were not allowed in the campus, so I also wrote down the phonetic symbols since the audio was unavailable. After making your vocabulary flashcards, you will need to look at your flashcards in your free time, or they will not be useful. In the weekends, I usually take out my iPhone and open the Quizlet app to remember the words with various study modes. So how about studying at school? When I was in junior high school, I put my vocabulary flashcards in my pocket so that I can take them out while waiting for lunch and dinner at school canteen. My senior high school now allows laptops, so I can open Quizlet.com on my laptop in my free time at the classroom. Finally, after memorizing words, you also need to recall and use the words in real life. I found that all words that I have memorized are useful for day-to-day conversations as well as IELTS exams. So, it's essential to apply words like discovering and applying knowledge in real life. For example, I can think about some sentences while I'm walking. Using the example that I have talked before for the word deadline, I can make a sentence. I have 3 homework that are close to deadline, so I will finish them later on. In order to ensure that I can use the recent words, it has now become part of my daily goals. Okay, these are my methods to remember new English words faster. You can study from me, and I hope my methodology can be helpful for you. Thanks for listening. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website www.kanstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips, and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on www.kanstudyjourney.com/newsletter. If you have any questions or need help, or if you cannot understand my articles, feel free to contact me, and I'm here to help you. See you at the next article. Bye.